welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. On a Technology Tuesday, let's talk about the technology of corn production and bean production with a couple of world record holders. Had conversations with both Randy Doughty and David Hula at Commodity Classic in San Antonio. Randy Doughty, how are you doing, Randy?
Great. Been a good 2 days at the Commodity Classic, and my feet hurt, and I'm ready to get off them.
Yes.
But other than that, everything's going well.
I'm with you there. Shin splints. Amazing can happen on carpeting, too.
Well, you carry as much weight as I am. Everybody can probably relate. It's big boys, right?
Yeah.
But we're having a good show. There's a lot of good people here, good energy, so glad to be around.
You're into data management, measuring everything in order to be able to improve it. How do you measure the residue breakdown?
Well, you got to do it fast. I mean, we use our eyeballs, number one, but we normally will plant double crops behind our corn harvest, and we'll plant beans or corn behind it. And by the time we harvest those beans after the first crop was planted, we won't find one piece of fodder in the field that said corn was ever there 3 months later. So we've got heat, time, temperature. We just managed, residue managed, you know, chopped up into very small pieces. We got some fodder to soil contact. It breaks down fast. Microbial activity is rampant in our area. We got 3.5 months of warm weather. I mean, that's a distinct advantage. But, you know, sizing those pieces, sizing those residue, you know, into manageable sizes, it really breaks down fast.
And in a wet year, I would assume it's going to dry out quicker too.
It could, but we plant cover crops, so we'll plant that corn, harvest it, plant beans behind it, harvest those, then we'll plant a cover crop, and all that residual fodder breaks down fast, and it's released, and then we're planting next to it. The cover crops help take up some of those moisture, that moisture. We're a little different than you kind of asking a question, I guess, for the guys in the the Midwest or the Northeast or whatever, the Northwest, but for us, it breaks down fast, and the residue management is the key reason why I keep and continue to go to the comer.
What's a big thing you're going to do to improve yields in 2020 on your farm, Randy?
I guess pay more tithes at the church and pray a little harder and hope we get the sunshine that we need to make high yields. And we're going to try some things. I mean, we're always pushing the envelope. We're playing around with biologicals. We're playing around with new fungicides that's on the market. I mean, changing the fertility, playing around with some new micronutrients that are out there, different timings with those things, placement. I mean, you name it, we're always pushing the envelope in some capacity.
Yeah. Not everywhere on all fields on the whole farm, but you just running tests everywhere and many things.
Oh, sure. We obviously farm different conditions, so we want to test things in different conditions. And as we learn, then we will implement and strategize success in different that we've seen from those small plots. And from those research plots, we'll eventually end up on all the farm if it pays. So we're testing. We don't necessarily take everybody's word for everything that they're doing. We like to trust but verify. And if it works on our farm and we can understand the science behind it, we then feel like we can duplicate that. And you got to have data to manage the things that we want to see, and we use data to help us make better decisions.
Nutrient management, is that different than biology management, or what are you discovering as you enter the biologicals?
Well, it's uncharted territory, so we're all learning there. It's pretty new. We got a microbiome in the plant, we got a microbiome in the soil, and that's the new frontier. As we understand more about that, our yields will go up, I can assure you.
But you're not in the no one's calling it snake oil anymore, right? It's the way we're going to get to the next level.
I feel like it will be. It's hybrids and genetics have took us so far. Preserving bushels, residue management, obviously we're learning that. Irrigation, too much water, not enough water. Drainage, you know, those issues, we got a pretty good handle on it. Diseases, there's a lot of money being spent in technology in that capacity. But now, you know, there's something called biological activity, whether that microbiome's in the soil or whether it's in the plant. That's what we're trying to understand now at a greater level, and let that help us do the heavy lifting. There's a frontier there of knowledge that we just don't know yet, and we're looking forward to helping discover it and see what we can produce once we know more.
Yeah. Last question is on disease management. You have a climate that, what kind of diseases are you trying to control or prevent?
It's not a matter of if we're going to get disease, it's when and how bad will it be. We get southern leaf blight, we get northern corn leaf blight, and we get southern rust. That's our big three. And we have to look at genetics. They're just genetic resistance to them, and then we're using, you know, proactive and reactive measures to try to control it. So fungicides is an integral part of what we do. And some of the things that we've discovered this year with the new BASF product, Revitec and Veltima on beans and corn, no doubt about it. You know, the control was their own products, and it's better than what they've already had. And I already thought they were the industry leader. So they've even got a better mousetrap. So that's kind of hard to believe, but we're testing it, and we're seeing those things work, and it's exciting.
They're the new authority.
Well,
literally.
They're the trendsetter, yeah. For sure.
Alrighty. Randy Doughty, Georgia, thank you. And so you're going to beat David Hula? You're hoping to beat him this year in corn?
You make it sound real easy. the hope is there. A lot has to go right, but, you know, we want to make the best corn we can. We want to duplicate what we've done. And, I mean, that adds credibility when you've done that. And then, great. Yeah, it'd be fantastic to take it higher. But it's pretty. That's a pretty big number. That one may stand for a while.
Yeah. Not everybody wins the Super Bowl year after year after year. Right?
That's a fact.
Yeah. So, well, we wish you luck this year, and if nothing else, a profitable 2020 for me.
Well, I always close all my meetings this way. I'm the author of my crop production success, but God's been the finisher. He's blessed me. I know where my blessings come from, and you know, we look forward to working with guys. We always look forward to these meetings, and we're doing stuff with Next Level now. We've got guys that we're working with all over the country. Me and David have developed our friendship even further, and we're working with growers all over the country, and we got 15 camps. So people can go to dowdycrop.com and, you know, look into that if they're interested. But we know where our blessings come from, and we're just praying that we're safe and that we get to come home to our families and that everybody else do that. There's a lot of people getting injured, a lot of people getting hurt this year in grain bins, a lot of things is happening. Life is precious, and what we all need to remember is this. One day it's going to be our time, and we got to stand before the man, and we all want to hear him say, "Well done, my child," and that's the part that's important.
Now let's pick the brain of David Hula.
Tell us how you get to 616 bushel to the acre corn.
Yeah, well, first of all, it starts out with great genetics. So, you know, we had that Pioneer, an old hybrid, Pioneer 1197. But then we just focus on getting everything, focus on a planter pass. And we want to make sure all the plants come up uniformly from one plant to the next. And then after that, it's just you don't want to let the crop have a bad day. Mm-hmm. And fertility, and then the good Lord bless us with a lot of sunshine. I know the rest of the country was struggling, but we had almost ideal year for growing corn.
How many growing degree days on average do you have?
Well, usually we're in the 4,000 plus, but, mm-hmm. you know, for the whole season. But, you know, corn, that's not a problem for us. We can go from 91-day corn. This past year, we grew some 76-day, but we can go to 120-day. And this will finish a crop.
Are you double cropping every year?
Well, we do double crop soybeans behind wheat. This past year was the first year we played with corn behind corn on the same acre, same year. And that was kind of exciting, a 76-day hybrid averaging 270. And then we came back with another hybrid later on. And we didn't quite have as good success because, you know, when you make plans, you kind of try to assume you got everything under control. Well, when we planted the first crop, I didn't think about volunteer corn for the second crop.
Sure.
So we kind of missed an opportunity there, but we're going to give it a try in 2020.
Now, so double cropping corn on corn, that's like a 500 bushel yield. So that's not bad itself either.
No, that's not bad itself. That's their goal, is to try to do it at like 400 to 450. It's pretty economical because you're not really trying to push one crop really hard. You just want a good average crop. So we're excited about trying something different.
Yeah. Now, the residue management's important. Nutrient management is important. How about in between during the disease control, disease management?
Yeah, we're big on we're preventative from a standpoint of just trying to cure problems. So we start off with a great seed treatment, and then we're putting some in-furrow fungicides. And then we come back and start doing some foliar stuff. Big fan of the BASF chemistry, where we like to use Preaxar, and then that new chemistry. I can assure you, growers need to start looking at that Veltima, because we saw huge things. We were seeing 14-plus bushels over our standard program, which is Headline Amp, and we've had great success with that. So keeping a plant healthy green as long as possible is putting everything into that kernel, and that's what they pay us for, pounds.
Yeah. they are the new authority, BASF, with that Veltima and
yes, sir.
A couple, and the new one for soybeans too. Yeah. Last question, because it looks like grandson's getting a little. BASF brought you over to Germany a couple of weeks ago, you and Randy Doughty, and they asked you the question: what do we need to do? What's your farm going to be like in 2050? Yeah. What would you tell them?
Well, when they were asking us to think about 10 years, because that's about how long it takes to introduce new chemistry, you know, 10 to 12 years. And so that's like 2030. And then they said, well, we need to start thinking about 2050. And that just kind of blows my mind, because that is thinking way outside the box. And, you know, we're talking about continuing to try to push more yields and then plant health. And then who knows what kind of weed spectrum we're going to have then. But one of the exciting things that we're seeing in the industries now is how much more efficient the sprayers are going to be. So we can, you know, be more specific and control how much fertilizer and pesticides we're applying. So being a lot more site specific.
Mm-hmm. You said the great crop, the record yield crop starts with great genetics. That's technology. But we need sprayer technology and everything, all the data management, everything's got to get better in the future.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, for a generation like you and me, Mr. Mike, it's hard to conceive. But my son and my grandson, I think they'll figure it all out.
Well, David, again, congratulations. I know you and Randy are close personal friends,
yep.
And you also compete for the record world record yield in both corn and soybeans. So wish you lots of luck, and I hope you beat him this year again.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I trust everybody to be safe in 2020.
Before the world changed significantly, we had conversations with David Hula and Randy Doughty at Commodity Classic. More than likely, they've got their corn and beans in the ground.